traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders, past, present, and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Richard and Alana with your 10 a.m. headlines. In local news, trigger warning, discussions of suicide. The Gold Coast Health Services is under review after multiple cases of mental health patients dying via suicide after being discharged or never admitted. These events have troubled patient safety experts and angered relatives of suicide patients. The former head of Australian Patients Associations, David Clark, said more scrutiny was needed. When an organisation is charged with investigating its own incidents and potentially its own mistakes, it is the driving force of what ultimately becomes a culture which protects itself, Mr. Clark said. In local news, volunteer marine rescue and volunteer Coast Guard organisations are merging to form the Marine Rescue Queensland. The merger began in July, hoping it will bring consistency to the state's marine rescue services. Volunteer Marine Rescue Association Queensland President Graham Kingston said getting younger people to sign up was a priority. As we older folks retire, we need to have continual renewal, so it's a very important part of our future, he said. In national news, Australian scientists are embarking on a new project that explores breeding a new white fish native to Australian waters called the Pompano. The project, which started in 2019, involves growing a new fish species that can be grown locally. Similar species are grown overseas, and so that was one of the reasons why we chose Pompano. We weren't reinventing the wheel, Matt Cook, CSIRO livestock and agricultural researcher explained. Scientists aim for the Pompano fish to be implemented in the commercial market in 2030.
Also in local news, Australia is reportedly experiencing a spike in youth homelessness. According to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, 40,000 young people are seeking help from homelessness services. Corrine Moffat, FOIA Foundation Chief Executive, spoke on the matter. If you don't have a safe and stable housing, it's hard to finish school, Ms. Moffat says. If you don't finish school, it's hard to get and keep a good job. If you don't have a good job, it's hard to afford safe and stable housing. Youth advocates urge that there is still more to be done. In international news, a father and his 12-year-old son got lost while hiking in southern Utah's Red Mountain Trail, where they survived on an abandoned backpack they found along the way. The father and son were hiking the popular adventure trail when the two got lost and remained stranded in the wilderness for 13 hours. When they tried to find their way back, they came across a backpack which had supplies, food, and a blanket to get them through the night. It was a miracle, the father had said. A helicopter crew later rescued the boy and father from the trail. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy, with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.